Just under the wire.
Where is everybody?
We run our meetings differently.
Thank God.
I'll yell if you want me to.
No, please.
How did you get a seat behind the council members? Like, there were people sitting behind the council. Was that like special invitation only, or?
Not sure how that happened.
There were people standing all around this board here.
Yeah.
You know Scott is showing up?
No, I'm ready if you're ready.
Call this meeting of BZA order. Take roll, please.
Rob Kaufman.
Here.
Dave Eggers.
Here.
Skylar Early. Karen Manson.
Here.
Jack Swindell.
Oh, Skylar's here.
Skylar's here. We need a president.
What's that, Ernie? Sorry about that.
Okay, you know what he gets for being late, right?
Yeah.
And with shorts on. We've all had an opportunity to see the minutes from last meeting. Any additions, contractions, revisions? If anything, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
As accepted, I will second that. We will vote. All in favor accepting last month's meeting minutes as printed, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. It has been passed. First case, please.
First case is BZA 08-24, Archer Properties. Are the petitioner. They're requesting a variance at 222 Marley Lane. Wanting to put up a digital sign in a residential area. They are varying from the allowed 100 square foot to 1440 square foot.
Oh, you're already there. Would you state your name and your case, if you would, please?
Yes, my name is Arthur. My case number?
We have that, thank you.
Okay. I'm representing Archer Properties tonight. We are proposing a low-profile lighted sign. It's not a message board on the northwest corner of the property. The sign will be 2 foot by 6 foot. It's not blocking any views. The sign is to represent the properties, 218 Marley Lane and 222 Marley Lane. And we will be taking down the two existing signs on 218 Marley Lane.
How big did you say it was going to be?
2 foot by 6 foot.
Just not what I had.
Not what I have either.
No.
Is that what Kevin told me?
Yeah, I don't. We had 1,400 square feet, but not by your drawing. It was nearly not. So I don't know if that was somebody miscommunicated that to Patty.
I thought it was a billboard.
Yeah.
No. Low profile.
1,448 square feet would be billboard.
Yeah. So I scratched the 1,400 square foot. I don't know where that came from.
So you're saying we're at 2 foot by 6 foot, right?
Yeah, that's like 30 feet, right?
That's significantly smaller.
We thought that today when we talked about it, but I wanted to go ahead and say what the...
Well, you know what it is?
Yeah, the square inches.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. What you do in square feet, it ends up, that's 10 square feet.
I got these numbers from Kevin, so...
Oh, we're arguing amongst ourselves now. We'll let you know when we want you back in about that. Now, right, so the variance is for 10 or less or 10 and over? Right?
Say what?
See, our maximum size of a variance is 10 square feet, right?
You said 100.
100.
100.
100 square.
100 square foot, this is.
Oh, yeah.
This is only gonna be 12.
Yeah, 100 square foot.
Yeah, you threw me off, huh?
So we're less than that.
But it's still, you said this is a, is this a digital sign?
Solar sign. The lighted sign, but not, it's lit from inside, so it's not gonna be super bright. It's not a message board.
Oh, so this isn't an LED?
It's not an LED sign.
I have a photo of one on another apartment complex.
Boy.
So it's actually.
Who's gonna babysit Kevin the next time he fills one of these out?
Is that the name of Tanglewood?
Tanglewood.
Tanglewood, I'm sorry. And that's where you're putting it back there?
Yes.
Okay.
The northwest corner.
Do you have the same picture?
I have a photo of the plot.
Would you please?
Do you have the same picture we got here?
Ours says home rule credit.
She has a plot.
Here's our picture. We'll show you our picture if you show us your plot. How about that?
Let's start over.
I think it came from the fast sign.
Came from the sign company.
Maybe they, I don't know where they got this. So here's the townhomes right here. Townhomes, the little spot's gonna go right there. Here's the sign.
Actually, we thought it might be here. So we're back.
Pass that around.
Yeah, you better show that to everybody.
I drive by it every day. I do, yeah.
Yeah.
They're proud now. Different.
That's not what they gave me.
Yeah, this is from the sign company that.
Yeah, that's from Fast Sign Company.
This probably doesn't take anything.
No, it doesn't take anything.
We were under the impression it was digital, which is not allowed in a residential. That's why, and of course the size, but.
Solar.
Yeah, the solar really, that aspect of it, we're.
Yeah, that's just how the lights come on.
That's just powering it, but the sign itself, there's various limitations to that.
Thank you.
You guys look at it and I'll tell you what my thoughts are.
I think I agree. He's gonna call Kevin to tell him that.
Based on what she's got there, I don't even think they need a variance. So I would say, Chris, in my opinion, we probably refund her money and.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, that's not what the sign company sent.
Yeah. I would agree with you, Jeremy. Yeah.
I'd say you're good.
So you won, I guess, technically, right? Congratulations, you did a great job.
I don't think you can vote on it, do we?
Wouldn't have to vote on it at all. We just modify it and refund her money.
You're saying because of the size?
Well, the size is one of the things, but the size.
The bright LEDs in residential areas are something we do not approve of. So that's distracting for everybody, but that's not what you're presenting.
Those are the ones that light up and have motion and.
Corners or something to that effect, yeah.
So disregard, sorry.
All right.
And just come and see Patty and then we'll make sure you get your money refunded. Okay?
All right, thanks.
Apologize.
Thank you very much.
Sign permit, though.
Yeah, we'll get the sign permit. At that point, it's $25.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
So we'll just have Kevin one. How about that?
That was clear as mud.
And she got the money back.
And she got the money back. You need a raise. I'm texting later.
I was wondering where they were gonna put a 30 by 48 foot sign.
Okay. Moving right along.
You're getting off this easy, just for the record.
Next case is BZA 09-24. ADI Inc. is the petitioner. Petitioners are requesting a variance at the 11,000 north block of US 50. They're planning on doing a truck wash repair business and do not want to put the required sidewalks in for the development.
Would the petitioner step forward and state your case and your name, if you would, please?
Good evening. My name is Josh McNulty with FPDH. Variance we're proposing, as you just said, is for a truck wash right outside of 50 and 31. As it stands now, there's no sidewalk that exists along the highway there. As we can see, construction of a sidewalk, not really necessary. There's not any businesses that really require pedestrian traffic. There is a neighborhood that's not far from the site. However, there is currently no access point for them to travel via foot into the city, and especially across those two highways there. We believe it would pose a greater threat to their safety to be trying to cross across those highways, especially with the increased truck traffic that would come from the construction of this truck wash. So our request is just to forgo the construction of those sidewalks with that truck wash in the construction of it.
And you're going to be to the west of Deputies?
Yes, yes.
What kind of traffic are you, are you looking at? Is this going to be a traffic issue?
That's a good question. Bernie, what do you have on traffic for what this might bring?
So I'm Bernie Hausberger. I do some of the engineering for this truck wash. The issue is they think they're going to have maybe 30 to 60 trucks per day. So I don't see this as a major truck in and out like some of the other truck businesses in the area. So again, they just expect I don't know exactly how many trucks they had per hour. I thought it was maybe 6 to 10 at the most. They might wash, but they think the maximum for the whole facility will only be 30 to 60 per day.
And you don't feel like that that kind of traffic in and out that close to that intersection, the junction, would be?
We still have to go through the state highway permit process, so that's, there's still some issues out there that we need to.
And that's not what we're talking about, and I apologize. We're talking about the sidewalk.
I think it's important that you guys understand everything. There is a drawing here that...
How much sidewalk would that be, Bernie? That has to go the whole property down 31 and...
I'm 52.
And 50, so do you know how many feet that would be?
A bunch.
Be a lot, yeah.
Be a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I would say 400 on 30, 400 feet on 31 and maybe 300 on US 50.
Okay.
And then, I don't know if you know that we don't own the property in that, there's like a gore area, mm-hmm. we call it. Kind of close to US 50. The idea was to kind of build like a roundabout in there at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, they have a lot of property there.
Is that state highway property?
Yeah, that's state highway property. Usually you just want to build sidewalk in front of the property that you own. So it would really be far away from the intersection by probably 200 feet or so.
Mm-hmm.
Questions from the board?
I honestly can't see any foot traffic ever vacating that. They're not going to go across the biggest intersection in the county, so I doubt that that's going to be a thing. I can't see any problem with that at all. And I'm a big advocate for plenty of sidewalks, but that's not, we don't want to
encourage traffic.
I don't think that's okay. So I would make a motion if no one has any other comments.
Did you say anybody else?
No.
I would second that.
Okay. Motion's been made and has been seconded. We will vote. It has been approved, 5-0.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Are you leaving, Murray?
I can.
Okay. Have a good evening. Last case this evening is BZA 010-24, the Hancock Building LLC's petitioner. Petitioner is requesting a variance at 207 North Chestnut Street. They want to vary from the sign height from 3 feet to be at 4 feet. They've got a sign that they're wanting to put on the side of the building. I'm already aware of it.
Do you want that back?
So I'm Matt Lorenzo, I'm here for John Freeman, which is the Hancock Building LLC. He's the one renovating these two buildings right out here across the street. He has recently come into new ownership of the Chestnut Motor Lodge. He's come into ownership of that sign and kind of just wishes to preserve it. That building's been here over 100 years for the Chestnut Motor Inn. He'd just like to put that sign up on the north-facing wall of the 207 North Chestnut. That's a picture. You've got a picture of the sign and the building that he wants to put it on between the second and third floor windows there. It's just slightly taller than is allowed by the ordinance, so it's just a technical variance.
That faces where we're at now, though, right?
Yes, in the alleyway, basically above the stall insurance building.
I was going to say it'd be a little bit taller than the stall, above where the stall is at. Yeah. Well, those buildings certainly look nice.
Yes, they do.
Good job.
He's really done a good job.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's he going to do to Chestnut Motor?
He didn't buy that one. I think somebody's heard.
No, it's being redone, as we speak.
That's where my parents lived when they first got married, Chestnut Motor. Anybody else in favor of? Anybody opposed? Any questions or comments from the board?
I would hate to see us dampen what he's put into that so far, right?
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
I think it's great.
Motion's been made and has been seconded. We will vote then. It has been approved by 0.
Now you can tell your dad you talk way less, which I appreciate. And it took you way less time to get something done, so tell him that. Tell him that I said that.
We don't want you to worry about it.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Mr. Houseberger, we usually have a Houseberger limit in the.
Boy, it got close, dude.
In the building, but did you have something to add tonight, or?
Well, I was told that you guys would be voting on allowing us to have a gala again that we had last year. That would be in August.
That's Board of Works meeting. That's
Thursday at 11 a.m.
Okay, that'll be Thursday 11.
Yes, sir.
Well, hey, I got a lot of good information.
See you in a few days.
All right.
See ya.
Before we dismiss, I'd like to ask you what's going on with the thing south of town, please.
South town?
Mountain.
I am in the process of drafting the lawsuit against Claire Anderson, the property owner. She has currently $10,000 worth of outstanding fines and zero progress on the garage. In fact, the last photo update I got from Kelly Pfeiffer, the code enforcement officer, looked like there was a new load of lumber that just got dropped off in the side yard.
Right?
So
I went by there last week and yeah, it looked like nothing had changed.
So it's not quite ready to file with the court, but I am working on it.
So what's this lawsuit actually going to?
It would, if we were to prevail, which I don't make guarantees, but I don't see why we wouldn't, the court would either give the city the authority to go in and tear it down ourselves and get reimbursed by the property owner, or the court would order the property owner to tear it down herself.
Which is what we have already, right? But this would be even more legal because the
it would be a court order. So far, the property owner has been totally unresponsive to the orders that have been issued by this body.
Yeah, she basically got the order from us to tear it down, but she hasn't done anything, so now you gotta go to court to get court order.
To be able to enforce this body's order, we would need a judge to sign off on it.
So if we would end up going in there and tearing it down, and getting reimbursed, would the ten grand be on top of that?
Yes, that is in addition to fines she has already accumulated.
That's all I got. Anything new or old? Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, I do have something. Just as an FYI, BP2 reached out to Jeremy's office and myself, wanting to do improvements to their real property on State Road 11, 2300 block more State Road 11. They wanted to, one, make sure that they were in compliance with the court order for that they lost, gosh, a few years ago. Right. Now, ordering them to not perform any industrial activity there. And two, just to kind of give us a heads up, that they're looking to bring in fill to raise the elevation to make that site suitable for eventual development. So that's well within a property owner's right to come in and improve their real property for development. It's not in violation of any zoning. They've got all their items happy, NDOT's happy. So that's it. You'll probably, as members of this board, be getting some phone calls just on the, based on the history of that property. So I wanted to let you know that everything's above board. They've got all their permits and approvals. So if you do start getting phone calls, you can send my way if you want.
I was gonna say, if you do, get a hold of me if you think they're doing something that's beyond filling the site.
Yell that, so.
Well, any activity on that at all, the numbers will be stirred up, so that's just no matter what. So it's good that we know that.
We'll keep an eye on it, but if you see some call.
Yeah.
I doubt that we will, right, I doubt.
Thank you for letting us know.
Oh, you're welcome. I just figured before the phone call started, you should probably know.
Glad you did. Anybody else? If not, I make a motion to dismiss. Second, we're out.
We're out.
7 minutes longer than last month. That's not kind of, I probably.
Well, you kind of rattled on explaining that, so.
I need to be more concise like that.
Yeah, right, I mean, I don't know.
Hey, did you keep these pens? Did we put them in the drawer?